Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this April 17th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here, and welcoming into the studio students from the Lincoln High School musical, My Fair Lady. We are talking with, we have Brendan, we have Casey, and we have Austin with us. I'll let you guys introduce yourselves and go ahead and we'll get your names right. How about that? That sounds like a great place to start, right? Yes. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
My name is Brandon Winter. I'm playing Henry Higgins in the show.
It's good to see you again, Brendan. Thanks for being here.
My name is Austin Franz, and I am playing Freddie Ainsford Hill.
Thanks for being here, Austin.
Thank you.
My name is Kasha Yessa, and I'm playing Eliza Doolittle.
Kasha, thank you very much. Kasha, yeah, get that Kasha, right? Okay. Yeah. God, that's a beautiful name. Man, it's so much cooler than James. That is a really good name. That's a great name. I got to get that right. Thank you all for being here. Appreciate the time. So I think that the play My Fair Lady is pretty well established, pretty well known. I think a lot of people know the play pretty well. I want to get into the play itself in a little bit. Does anybody want to just give a quick cliff notes, a synopsis of what the play is about? And for those that may not be familiar with it out there. And I have a feeling that you're going to be put on the spot a number of times, man. So if you want to go ahead and take the lead, Brandon, that'd be great.
Yeah. So My Fair Lady is about a professor-type person named Henry Higgins who studies phonetics. He finds a flower girl named Eliza Doolittle and decides to take her on as a bet to see if he can bring her from crass to more genteel and fancy by completely changing her accent. Throughout the show, there is nice teaching lessons to Eliza, and eventually she goes to the embassy ball in order to test her skills and see if she can blend in.
Well done. Nicely done. That's a perfect synopsis, man. That's really well done. It's a classic. It is a classic. It's one of those ones that so many people have seen, have grown up on. I'm curious, have you guys watched the movie itself yet? Or have any interest? Oh, you guys have?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Very cool. So I should mention to the audience, not only am I a Lincoln High School grad, but I've been acting since I was 7. So there's no journalistic integrity with this interview. I'm a big fan of you guys and a big fan of what you're doing. But with that being said, I do want to get into why you chose to do this and get into your characters a little bit. And I know that, Brenda, we've talked before, but if you don't mind kind of giving us, you know, when you first came here and I asked you about why you wanted to get into acting and all that, you gave us an answer. What is your answer now? Has it changed? Do you still have the same passion and feelings, or has something new come about in a short time you've been doing this?
I think that it's stayed the same overall. Mm-hmm. I think there've maybe been a few little changes, and that is if I can remember what I said the last time.
Sure, but, right. I got it right here. No.
I'm so passionate about it. I love it so much. It's such a great opportunity for me to get out there, because I'm also normally a very shy person. I don't do anything like this ever in my normal life. So this is just such a great opportunity to come out and meet with people and make friends and just be out there and do something that I'm passionate about, that I love.
Yeah. Austin, what made you want to do this?
For me, I've always done and loved like theater and music ever since I was little. Like, I've always like really enjoyed it, but I never really started until my sophomore year. And that was because I always thought I was like kind of missing something. So I started and I joined during Cinderella, and then I fell in love with it since. And Cinderella is my first show, and now My Fair Lady is my 10th show. And I am having so much fun. I'm trying to go to Milwaukee to even pursue it some more, because it's something that I'm really passionate about now, and I just really enjoy it and am having fun.
Very cool. Very cool. Kesh?
I've been in theater since 3rd grade, and so, like they've been saying, it's something that I'm very passionate about, and it just kind of helps me, like, get out of my comfort zone sometimes, because it's just so different, and yeah.
So, that's perfect. That is a great way to do that. Nicely done. I want to talk to you about your characters now a little bit and get into that. And let you introduce yourselves while also giving us your character name and a little bio on your character, a little bit about your character. I will put you on the spot first, Brendan.
So Henry Higgins is affluent. He's rich. He studies phonetics, which is the way that people speak. And he's very, very passionate about that. He's very high society as well, to the point where he tends to not think very much of other people. As he describes, he has the best possible manners because he treats everybody, regardless of their station, terribly.
Yeah, which is a great line, a great, great part. How about for you, Austin? Yeah, tell us about you.
So Freddie is, he's also a genteel person. He's very young and very ambitious. And so, like, he's not always, like, very proper. Like, he is, but he has his moments where he's not proper. And he's also completely, like, smitten in love with Eliza. Like, he wants to do anything for her. He just wants to be with her. And, like, even his own song is literally how he loves and worships the street that she lives on. Like, and he is just so adamant about, like, trying to get with her. And,
And I guess...
Eliza is very... She's not genteel. She's cockney. And she's very outgoing, kind of says, like, whatever on her mind. But as we can see that, like, in the beginning of the show. But she definitely dreams for something bigger for herself.
What are some of the things you've enjoyed about playing these characters? Is there anything that stands out to you that you've really enjoyed? Like, this has been a fun thing to be able to do as far as your characters go.
Well, one thing that was kind of new was doing a British accent.
Mm.
Doing that for an entire show
right.
could be rough to the point where, not to the point, but we got a
dialect coach,
for helping us through that. And I think that just... having to do that British accent with putting emotions behind it, putting, like, being loud and being quiet with it, that was really fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Austin?
For me, I love the songs that Freddie does, like, just being able to belt out that ballad for On the Street Where You Lived. And then the song that me and Kasha have, Show Me, she basically drags me around like a rag doll, and it's really fun because I get to just ham it up and just have fun with it. And then she, like, throws me on the bench and she just throws me around, and it's just really enjoy, and it's a very physical thing that I like enjoying.
Mm-hmm.
Like Brandon said, the accents and just
all of it.
Yeah, all of it, I guess. She's in the past I've played, like, more laid back type of, like, proper characters, and so, like, it's fun to get to kind of be, like, crazy with her or whatever and just kind of go for it.
Yeah, yeah. And it's really cool to hear about the accent coaches. That's very cool that they were able to do that, that they thought of that and everything. It also tees me up to give a shout-out to the directors and the workers behind the scenes of this show. I want to send a shout-out to them, of course. Definitely. You want to mention your teachers or anything?
Well, there's Mrs. Danke.
Yeah. Sarah Danke. Promenocker.
Mm-hmm.
We got Mr. Britnocker. We have
Mr. Jorstad.
Mr. Jorstad in the pit.
Ms. Stoffel.
And Ian. We also have Miss Sue, who's our costume. And then we also had, I forgot the other one, but.
The dance.
I don't look
at
me for this.
Yeah.
We have Miss Cook as well for dance.
Nice. Nicely done.
And I've worked very closely with her because I am also one of the dance captains for the show as well. Okay. So, yes.
It's impressive whenever you see young people doing a show like this with that. But then there's the added bonus of dancing and singing and those things being thrown in there and stuff. So that's something that's a little bit different, I imagine, than your average show. How about the rehearsal process? How has that gone for you guys? How many times have you rehearsed a week? How long are the rehearsals?
Well, typically we rehearse, like, every day for the weeks, except for most weekends. But typically rehearsals go until, like, they used to go until 5. Now they're going until 6 or 6:30.
Sure.
And starting Thursday, they go until, like, 9:30.
Mm. Yeah.
So they're getting late. We're working hard at these.
And then we've also had 2 Saturday rehearsals where we had to be there from 8 a.m. and to noon. And then the one this Saturday is actually 8 a.m. to 3. Mm. So, and it's basically going to be all running through the show and then just dancing. And so it's going to be very, very difficult.
Very much. Even when we're not, like, having rehearsals, we're still practicing, like, on the weekends to get lines and songs and dances and blocking and everything like
24/7.
That.
24/7.
I get a script and it does not leave me until a week or two after the show. I find myself days after I'm done with a role still reading my script. I'm like, what am I doing? I don't need to go over my lines anymore. It's a process to get used to. You're going to be doing your whole lives. As long as you act, you'll be doing that kind of thing. I always like to let the audience know about the rehearsal process a little bit to just give them a little bit of idea, a little bit of empathy in what you guys are doing on that stage and how difficult, hard, whatever verb you want to use, it can be to pull off. But I also bring it up because I want to encourage other kids to do these things. I want to encourage you guys to continue on to these things. All three of you are very talented and would not be surprised to see you on a big or small screen one day. But there are odds and chances that you may not do that. You may find another passion or another career to go into. But one thing that you will do is take these lessons you've learned and the reps that you've built being on stage, speaking in front of people, not just this show, but all those other shows, and be able to take that skill set to whatever you do going forward. I do not mean to embarrass you, Brandon, but I do. But I do want to bring you up as an example, if you don't mind, because the first time you joined us, I remember, and you did a great job. But I could also tell you were a little reserved and a little nervous, like anybody would be. I was when I first started this in my late 20s or early 20s and everything, man. I wasn't even close to your age. I see you in here today. You walked in smooth. You've been very confident and sounded great on the air. Like, just in that short time, the amount that you have grown. I admire that. I think that's awesome and good on you for that. And you guys, everybody can do the same. Everybody else can be that way, too. It's something that I am such a big believer in theater and acting. It's fun. It's an exciting thing to be able to do as a kid. But it's also got so many things that you can take with you to the next level. And do you guys feel that? Do you guys have any of that feeling?
Yeah. Like, if I hadn't done theater, I would be a completely different person.
I could say the same thing. I could say that we had some of your fellow Lincoln alums with us earlier, or students earlier, talking about DECA, and I was speaking about that. How much? Yeah, theater classes, you know, certainly helped me a lot. But I don't think I'm in this chair without speech, debate, DECA, some of these other programs that exist, and the importance of having these programs for students. Sports are great. I love sports. And they have their place. They're only one piece of the pie. They're only one thing of it. We need to support the arts. We need to support these other programs because they're part of our future. And also, not for nothing, kids like it. Like, I think, you know, just because it's fun, can't we just have it because it's a fun thing to have as well? I wanted to send a shout out to the rest of the cast as well. My Fair Lady's got a nice size cast to it, so we send a shout out to all your fellow classmates and everybody else out there as well. I wanted to also give you guys an opportunity to talk on the ticket sales, because we got tickets for everybody, and want to let people know that you can get tickets for this amazing show at showticksforyou.com. That's showticksforyou.com. Or you can get them the day of the performance right at the door at the Performing Arts Center. Keep that in mind. Shows kick off April 25th at 6:30. Got a show on Friday as well, Saturday and Sunday. All show times 6:30, 7:30, Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. But you guys were nice enough, or your teachers were nice enough, to not only bring some posters we can put up here at our studios, but you have some tickets for us to give away? Nice. I'm looking forward to that. That'll be very cool. Encourage everybody to be listening during the morning show. We'll be giving those away. We'll give those away on our morning show. Tickets to see My Fair Lady. Looking forward to that. And do you have something else?
And we also have an online giveaway as well. On Facebook, we are giving away 2 free tickets for Thursday's show. And then on Instagram, we are giving away 2 free tickets for Saturday, Friday, and Sunday as well.
I've asked you guys a couple of things that have been fun about this. I'm curious, did you find the most challenging about this perform, or about these roles in doing something like this? Maybe it's not even just in this particular play or this particular role, but about acting in general. What would you say is one of the more difficult things you've had to overcome or accomplish with this?
I've kind of got 2 things. The first one was memorization, because this is a large show and kind of got to memorize the entire show, for me at least. Mm-hmm. But a bigger one, it would be singing, because I have never in my life sung in public. Mm-hmm. And now I have 4.5 songs that I need to worry about. Mm-hmm. And then coordinating with Pitt with that, and then working on that in my own time. And that's very difficult, but I'm getting it down, and I'm very happy with that.
Right on. Awesome.
For me, it's always like, just like use my voice with acting, like figure out like how I want to like portray the character and giving them the voice that isn't me. I've always had a little like difficulty with that. And then as Zinke and Kronacher like to say, being in our box, which is basically our chest, we don't move our arms outside of that. I'm also very like, that's something that I've struggled with, and I've gotten better like over the years, but I still struggle to like get out of that a little bit.
Yeah,
I mean, overall, I'm only a freshman, so this is my first high school play that I'm doing, and it's just like way harder than elementary and middle school plays, and just everything about it. And then, like Austin said, like the singing, I'm not a perfect singer, but this has definitely helped me like improve 100%.
So. Yes.
Is it worth it?
100%.
I love that. God, you guys are awesome. I love when I ask something and I know the answer. I love your response though. I didn't expect that. That was fantastic. And that's the important thing to learn early on too in life. That most of the things in life worth having take work, and they're not always necessarily easy. But you feel it afterwards, and you. If it had been handed to you, if you could just have an app and download the lines and have them all memorized and everything, yeah, that sounds really nice. But would it mean as much to you? Mm-hmm. Would you play these characters the same? I truly think that there is something to this. There's a great quote about football, but I've always applied it to really acting. They pay me for Monday through Saturday. They get Sunday for free. The acting roles I've had, whether they're for, you know, just WRCT here in town or roles I've played and been paid for on a movie set or a TV show, every one of them has been the same thing for me. I am not good at memorization. The rehearsal process can be long and grueling, but man, when I get the chance to be on that stage, when those cameras turn on, that's why I'm doing this. That's what it's all for. And it shows how worth it is, too, how much the payoff can be. Life is like that. There's going to be 100 things you guys do in life where you got to put the work in. You got to get your hands in the dirt. But it's so worth it once you do. It's a very cool to see that you guys have already picked up on that, already seen that.
Yes.
And it's got to add to your characters, I would imagine, too. That's another fun part of this. Is there anything you wanted to touch on before we let you go? You guys are just about done. So close to being done. So close.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't have anything specific.
All right. Well, we do want to thank, of course, again, all the teachers, all the people behind the scenes that have made this happen and helping work so hard on this with you guys. The rest of your cast, a big shout out to them. We're encouraging all of you to have a great time with this wonderful show. Again, My Fair Lady, going to be having performance dates Thursday, April 25th, 6:30. Friday, April 26th at 7:30. Saturday, April 27th at 7:30. And then that Sunday, a 2 o'clock matinee. All performances at the Performing Arts Center right here in Wisconsin Rapids. As a side note, one of the greater places you are going to be able to do a show.
Yes.
The acoustics in there are perfect.
It's so nice.
I'm jealous. I never got to be on that stage. I'm so jealous of you guys. If you need an understudy, let me know, okay? It might stand out, might look a little weird with me out there and everything, but we'll worry about that when it happens.
You'd be surprised.
Do want to send a big shout out, of course, to Eric and our friends over at the PAC doing such a great job with you guys and all these shows and all the shows we have here coming to town. Again, you can get tickets for this fantastic show at showticks4u.com, showticks4u.com. Otherwise, you can get them at the door the day of the show, where these will be taking place at the Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids. Encourage you to buy local, support local, support the arts, support these kids, go out, have a great time, and join them for this wonderful show. All three of you, thank you so much. Break a leg. Have a great run.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.